The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Came across a fascinating book a couple of weeks ago, and thumbing through it, I thought, man, my listeners need to know about this. The book is The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life by Dr. Chris Thurman. And it's my privilege to have Dr. Thurman on the program. He is a psychologist, best-selling author, and a charter member of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And he is our guest. Dr. Thurman, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Bob, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure. When I first saw the promotions about the book, I thought it was new, and the one I'm holding in my hand is new, but I did not know at that time that this is a revised and updated 30th anniversary edition. Is that right?
It is, Bob. I was blessed. God blessed me 30 years ago to write the first version of this. You know, it's unusual for a book to be out there that long, and I was just incredibly thankful that God put it out there. And as the 30th anniversary approached, I talked to the publisher about it, and they were all for, you know, all for a new edition where I could go in and metaphorically tear it down to the studs and remodel it. So I'm real thankful for that.
Well, there are a couple of questions I always ask authors. And the first one is, what is the genesis? 30 years ago, when you began writing this book, and I have written just one book, and it's an enormous amount of work. You have written far more books than I have. But what was the genesis? What started you on the path to write The Lies That We Believe?
You know, Bob, I think, at least in the field of counseling, I think God gives us different interest areas. And I would just say that 40 years ago when I entered the counseling field, I just always had an interest in what secular psychology called cognitive therapy, which is the approach that has to do with overcoming faulty thinking. But as a believer, you know, I always had it in the back of my mind, I'd like to take this area of counseling and write a biblical book on it, because the scriptures talk so clearly about be transformed by the renewing of your mind and take thoughts captive, and whatever is lovely, true, pure, and worthwhile, think on these things. So the genesis was my own interest in how faulty thinking harms people's emotional health and relationships and even their relationship with God, and wanting to take that interest and that passion and see what I could do to put it in print, and God was gracious enough to let me do it.
Well, you begin your book, Chapter 1, Our Minds Are Under Attack. Boy, that is so absolutely true. Why is it so important as a foundation to understand that we have enemies in this world, evil enemies, the Satan himself, that is honestly attacking our very mind? Why do you feel that's so foundational?
Well, because I think Scripture does. You know, to me, one of the key verses in Scripture is we war not against flesh and blood, but against mm-hmm. spiritual forces of darkness. So I think that's God trying to say the battle is spiritual. And to go on from that, the enemy is called the father of lies. So whatever else he's doing to kill, steal, and destroy our lives, I think he goes via or through deception. I think he wants us to believe things that are not true because metaphorically he knows garbage in, garbage out.
Well, and you make the point, you say, and I quote, Christ didn't come to make minor changes in what we believe. He came to turn our view of reality upside down and inside out. And Dr. Thurman, I don't think a lot of Christians really understand how diametrically opposed the thinking of this world is, a worldly, secular worldview as opposed to a Christian worldview.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bob. I think it's not because Christians aren't intelligent, obviously. It's just that we are unaware. And I think we fall into the trap of being in the world and of it in terms of how we think. And I think the enemy is delighted to work through humanistic philosophies and pop psych New Age nonsense to get us to believe things that might sound good and might be what the Bible calls what scratches our itching ears, but is really bad for your soul, doesn't align with the Word of God, and will only cost you pretty dearly.
And where do the lies that we believe come from?
Well, I don't know that I'm right on this, but I think of at least three or four sources. One, I think we come into the world as little ones with a broken thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So right out of the gate, we're not seeing reality accurately. So that's one source, if you will. Secondly, the father of lies. He speaks nothing but lies, and therefore he's trying to get us to think things that are not true. Thirdly, not to psychobabble it, but how we're raised and what our parents tell us the truth is. You know, when we're little, we assume our parents know what they're talking about. So if a parent tells us that we're worthless or that we have to earn love from people or we have to be perfect, then I think we can buy into faulty ways of thinking because of that. And then the world system. I think we're bathed every day in that the world has a mindset, and the world's mindset, you know, we step out in there every day bathed in it, and we have to be careful not to let all of these factors come together to kind of damage our way of viewing reality.
We're talking with Dr. Chris Thurman, author of a brand new, revised and updated 30th anniversary edition of The Lies We Believe. Before we go any further, Dr. Thurman, what is the best way for our listeners to get more information? Would it be at drchristhurman.com? Is that what you would recommend?
Well, that's my website, and they can certainly go on the website just to get more information about the book and my professional activities. If they just want to get the book, they can go on any website like Amazon or christianbooks.com to order it.
It's an imprint of Thomas Nelson, The Lies We Believe. And if you'd like to learn more about Dr. Thurman, it's Dr. and no spaces or dots, Dr. Chris Thurman, thurman.com, drchristhurman.com. Rather than ask another question, let me go into a break and then we'll come back. And I've got so many other questions I want to ask you. It's a good book, great read, The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. We're going to take a quick intermission and then we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back, and it is my privilege to welcome to the program Dr. Chris Thurman, author of The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. Dr. Thurman, one of the things that you point out in the book is what you refer to as the truth model. What do you mean by the truth model?
Well, I wanted to put something in the book that could help people break the renewal of the mind down into a model, something practical that they could even use to journal and track their thoughts. So real quickly, the first T is the trigger event. What was it that happened that triggered you? The R stands for ruined thoughts. What were the faulty thoughts that you filtered that event through? The U is unhealthy response. What unhealthy emotions and behavior kind of flowed from the faulty thoughts? And then the second T is the truth. What truthful tapes, in light of whatever is lovely, true, pure, and worthwhile, think on these things? What truthful view did you need to move things through? And then the H is healthy response. If we will keep working on the truth, over time we can have a healthier, a more biblical reaction to the trigger events that happen to us.
Another distinction you make in the book is the difference between the lies that we believe about ourselves and the lies we believe about life. Expand on that.
Well, I did try to put, Bob, the different lies into categories. So I broke it down into that, hey, we have some lies that we view about ourselves, like I'm worthless, or I'm unworthy of love, or I have to be perfect, or I have to have everybody's love and approval. I think that's different from, even though it overlaps, I think it's different from the lies we believe about life, which can tend to be things like, I'm entitled to whatever I want in life, I can do anything I set my mind to, things like that. So, again, even though they overlap, they, in my mind, they're different categories of faulty thinking mm-hmm. that needed to be teased out from each other.
Again, The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. You can order it at Amazon or your local bookstore. Just tell them The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. Dr. Thurman, it's obvious that part of our fallen nature is a deep, innate desire to have the approval of others. Peer pressure. We want to be liked. Why is that so dangerous, and why is that a lie that we often believe, that in order to be successful or happy, we have to have the approval of other people?
I think, Bob, it's dangerous when it becomes an idol. I think there's a healthy, normal part of us that would like approval, that would like acceptance. But in my own life, I know how often appropriate things can become a God before God, to where if I don't get it, I can get upset or angry or hurt too easily. So to me, the whole thing is about idolatry. Have you taken something that's a normal, healthy desire or want, and have you let it become more important to you than God?
All right. I don't know whether you intended this. You probably did. But as you go through the book, to me, it seems like you kind of build to a crescendo. And as you get towards the end of the book, in fact, it's chapter 14 out of 22. Well, actually, out of 25, you talk about love. You have a whole chapter on love never fails. And I appreciate so much the fact that you distinguish the different kinds of love in the Greek language. And then there's the crescendo with the need, the essence of agape love. Can you just take a moment and expand on that as well?
Well, I do think we live in a world that misdefines what love is, or to put it better, tends to focus on what is more romantic love. So in that chapter, I was just trying to drive home that the highest kind of love is agape, which from my perspective is whenever we extend our will for the growth or betterment of another person. To me, that's agape. And I try to argue in that chapter that if you are trying as an act of will to further other people's growth and to meet their valid needs, then that never fails whether they receive it or not. That's what Christ did all the time. He agape loved everybody he interacted with, whether they threw it back in his face or, you know, wept over how wonderful that was. So in that sense, agape never fails, and I wanted to encourage people, don't grow weary of being loving to people just because they might not love you back.
Yeah. My wife and I, before we were married, and we will celebrate the big number 50 here in a couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
But before we were married, somebody gave us a little piece of paper. We can't remember who gave it to us, but we still have it. And it simply says, love equals giving everything and expecting nothing in return, as an illustration of agape love. And, of course, we want back. We love because we get something back. Mm-hmm. That's not exactly agape love. And then in chapter 15, you talk about countercultural. The title for chapter 15, it's not all about you. Are you serious? It's not about me?
Yeah, well, I hate to break the news to you and to myself, but I don't want to sound like a critic of, you know, the world, but...
Oh, go ahead.
I think narcissism is really on the incline these days.
Yeah.
I just think that people are, if they're not careful, they can just become increasingly self-centered and all about me and walk around feeling entitled to what they want. So that chapter on one of the core truths for emotional health was a pretty important one, that we really have to die to our narcissism.
Yeah.
We have to be healthy enough to not make it all about us, but make it all about God and make it all about other people. And again, keep trusting that people will return the favor.
And to realize that usually our greatest enemy is not the devil, not others, but our own flesh that we need to die to. And I think you do a wonderful job. Some great quotes from Andrew Murray, which I just love Andrew Murray's work. So anyway, we're running out of time. Dr. Chris Thurman is the author of this new book. Well, it's a 30th anniversary revised edition, The Lies We Believe. When someone picks up this book, reads it cover to cover, sits it down, what is the take home that you want them to have when they close this book? And we've got about 45 seconds.
I hope the take home will be that the mind of Christ was a humble mind, that his mind, his thoughts were thoughts that were humble. And so I hope the ultimate bottom line will be, if I'm developing the mind of Christ with God's help, my thoughts are to be humble, not self-denigrating, but not self-promotional, and that I'm to have those humble thoughts that the Lord had.
Well, wonderful. It's a great book. I think it, and by the way, there is also a workbook that goes with it. The workbook, The Lies We Believe, a comprehensive program for renewing your mind and transforming your life. If you buy the book, I would recommend getting the workbook as well to help you understand and apply the truths in this fine book. The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. You can obviously get it at Amazon or drchristhurman.com. Is it .com?
Yes.
Yes, drchristhurman.com. Thank you, Dr. Thurman. It's a great book. I hope our listeners will grab it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Bobberty Live will continue.